I don't know what it is. I'm just a big fan of these lists. Ralphie Radio Show, the latest one published here, the 10 most obese and 10 least obese cities in the country. They did this on percent of residents in the metro area considered obese. Registered dietitian John Rickards joins me now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We'll run down some of the different cities. John, let's start with one of the least obese, the second least obese metro area in the country is the Bridgeport, Stamford, Norwalk, Connecticut area, believe it or not. And John, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that has something to do with the average income in that area. What do you think?
I could definitely agree with you on that, and I think it does. You know, a lot of really good food, especially, you know, locally grown, farm fresh type of foods like fruits and vegetables that are in direct correlation with your weight, you know, are lower in areas or harder to come by in areas of bigger populations in larger cities like Philadelphia's and New York's and things like that.
Now, John, how do you get around that? I mean, how do you advise your clients if, they are trying to diet but are still, you know, not trying to spend a lot more money at the grocery store or certainly not travel out of the area to shop for those groceries?
I always inform them that, fresh, frozen, canned, I mean, they're all equally nutritious. I mean, even frozen vegetables are said to be a little bit more nutritious than fresh sometimes because when they pick vegetables, they freeze them immediately, locking in all the nutrition. So even frozen vegetables that you can get, you know, relatively cheap at any grocery store is still a great way to get a lot of nutrition in your diet.
Dietitian John Rickards here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're talking about this study, the top 10 most obese and least obese cities in the country. Binghamton, New York is second on the most obese. I've been to Binghamton before. Big college town, and I would imagine that contributes to the statistic, no?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's definitely going to contribute a little bit.
You speaking from experience here, John, or what?
Not speaking from experience, but I think everyone can learn something when they go to college. It's not the healthiest foods that you have the options of in dining halls and fast foods, especially when you're on limited income.
Right. Now, what else do you tell maybe some students that come to you trying to avoid that freshman 15?
Pay attention to the amount of calories that you're packing in. I mean, not to mention any alcohol that you're consuming is always going to be additional to the food that you're consuming, which a lot of people don't think about. So, I mean, you got to treat alcohol, you know, pretty much as calories that you're taking in. So definitely try to, you know, limit the alcohol and make sure you're packing in as much nutrition through food as possible.
We'll wrap it up here with dietitian John Rickards here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Going back to some of the least obese cities, metro areas, I'm noticing a lot of them are on the West Coast or further west. Boulder, Colorado, the least obese, and then you got Santa Barbara, California on here, San Francisco, California, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Is that a trend that you see, John, as you move west, things get a little skinnier?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I think you can contribute a lot of that to the activity level out there. I mean, there's a lot of hiking, a lot of skiing, a lot of mountain climbing, things like that, which are keeping people outdoors and keeping them very active.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I will post a link to the 10 most obese, 10 least obese, another interesting one, Reading, PA on there, too. Taylor Swift's hometown, one of the most obese, believe it or not. You can check out the full list later on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Dietitian John Rickards, he's based in Philadelphia, making some time here for the RRS. John, thanks for the 411.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ralphie.